enter our 10th week in quarantine, adapting, you know, to the new rules and regulations put in place by our government officials, we may begin to find ourselves struggling to find our new normal as the situation seems to continuously shift. Perhaps finding your quote-unquote normal has been something you've been struggling with throughout this quarantine. I know it's definitely been challenging for myself and my loved ones. As the days turn into weeks and the weeks turn into months, it can be easy to slip into a routine of monotony where it feels as though each day flows into the next. During these difficult and isolating times of quarantine, it can seem almost impossible to find any sense of normalcy. During our pre-quarantine days, so to speak, we were used to leaving the house for work, school, running errands, picking up our children, and various other activities that broke up the day. We had to wake up early in the morning, do our work for the day, take care of our responsibilities, and maybe get a chance to relax and unwind at the end of the day. Now, with all of our daily activities and responsibilities accessible from home, we are no longer getting these breaks and changes throughout our day, which can cause us to feel burnt out and depleted of our energy. To find some normalcy in this abnormal time, it is important to create structure during the day. Most of us are much more likely to thrive when we have a clear routine and know what is coming next. In order to foster structure at home, you may want to divide your day into segments and make specific plans for what you want to accomplish rather than lumping it all together. Create a daily schedule for yourself. Write it out on a piece of paper. Put it in your phone. Use whatever method you feel works best for you. Try and plan out your day as you would a normal one. Making a daily schedule can help promote feelings of normalcy, motivation, and accomplishment. It can also serve as a way to help break up the monotony of having your home become the epicenter of your world. For those of us who are working from home or attending school from home during these times, it is very important to not only create a schedule and stick to it, but also ensure that you are taking regular breaks and checking in with yourself. If you find yourself wanting to push through that extra hour or two of getting work done, you may want to think about getting up and taking a break. This practice does not have to be complex. It can be as simple as setting an alarm in your phone every hour to remind yourself to step away from the computer, get a glass of water from the kitchen, or step outside for a few minutes to get some fresh air. We are not meant to sit and stare at screens all day without taking breaks, nor are we meant to work endless hours without relief. This will only cause burnout and more stress. Setting reminders to ensure you are taking this time for yourself during the day is crucial to your mental health during these times. For those of us who are not working right now, implementing structure for yourself while at home is probably one of the most important things you can do for your mental health and sanity. If you find yourself with more time on your hands than you're comfortable with, create a daily schedule that works for you and follow it. Incorporate small goals for yourself throughout the course of the day and set aside time to do things you enjoy. Breaking up the day and mimicking a typical day will create a feeling of accomplishment and stability. Utilize your time for entertainment as a reward, just as you would during a busy day. It is when we allow ourselves to do whatever we want, like watching TV, playing video games, etc., that these activities begin to lose their appeal, become less enjoyable, and thus contribute to the feeling of monotony. Therefore, it is important to continue challenging yourself during these times and engage yourself in mind-stimulating activities. It is the challenging parts of life that allow us to appreciate the moments we have to ourselves. Without the bad, we cannot appreciate the good. Perhaps implementing a routine will allow you to find some activities that you did not have the time for before or did not think of. Some examples of this could include getting invested in an old hobby or a new hobby, exercising more regularly, or even just spending some time outside on a daily basis. These are just some examples of activities to incorporate in a daily schedule to promote structure and stability. Having a schedule and a routine mimicking the structure of a work day or a busy day will stimulate the same feeling of being kept busy and fulfilled. When it comes to the news, it is advised to make sure you are monitoring your news intake. Do not overdo it. Being informed is very important, but oversaturation just leads to anxiety and panic. Schedule in some time for yourself to catch up with current events for an amount of time that feels right for you, and then turn it off. Do not allow yourself to get sucked in for the rest of the day. You will hear today's news tomorrow if it's that important. Whether you're working from home during this time or not, or whether you're working at all, it is so important to make room for small goals for yourself throughout the day that enable you to encourage you to make time for things that you enjoy and bring you happiness or comfort. Schedule a specific time every week to virtually visit with loved ones or friends over FaceTime or Zoom. Schedule game nights with family or friends over video. You could even schedule a specific time every week to meet with a family member or friend outside while 6 feet apart, if possible. Go on a drive if you can. Open the windows. Get creative. The more your day is scheduled to be like a non-quarantine day, the more normalized it will become, and the more you will appreciate having free time to relax instead of allowing yourself to do it all day. Another aspect to consider in creating your schedule is making time for some self-care. Self-care is quite subjective, as its meaning can vary from one individual to the next. Some view practicing self-care as taking a long hot shower. Others may view it as spending some time pampering themselves. Self-care could even mean indulging in your favorite food from time to time, taking the time to work out, or just simply spending some time alone with yourself to just breathe. Whatever your version of self-care may be sure to implement at least one act of self-care in your schedule at least once a day to make sure you are taking care of yourself, your mind, and your body. Another extremely useful tip that I found for maintaining normalcy and mood stability during this abnormal time is to maintain your typical pre-quarantine sleep-wake cycle. Although it may be tempting to go to bed or wake up later than you normally have to, figure out a reasonable time to go to bed and to wake up. Find a resting and waking time that makes sense for you and your schedule and try to follow it daily. Getting yourself to bed at the same time every night and getting yourself up at the same time every morning will help energize you during the day and allow for productivity, positivity, and an overall sense of well-being. Lastly, the most important part of creating a schedule is making sure that it works for you. A schedule that is jam-packed and filled with activities or goals that are unattainable or unrealistic will most likely lead to failure and disappointment in yourself. Set goals you can achieve and create a schedule that is reasonable and flexible. Set yourself up for success and reward yourself for those successes. If you are unable to achieve a certain goal or accomplish a certain task, be kind to yourself and adapt. Make changes for the next day or week. It's perfectly okay to make changes and reassess. Use this time to really think about your needs. If there are days during the week during which you feel that you need some unstructured time and cannot follow a schedule, that is perfectly okay too. These are just guidelines and ideas. The most important thing to do during these times is to listen to yourself and what your needs are. During these abnormal times, it is important to remember that we are all in this together. We are learning, we are all adapting, we're all figuring out how to get through this tough time as each day passes. With the implementation of a schedule that can help bring structure and stability into our homes, we hopefully will be able to create our new normal together apart. Thank you very much for listening. I hope everyone has a good and safe night. Thank you.